Okay. So, Rabbi Sai. So, first of all, in practical terms, I've already had to fulfill the halacha that we learnt last week, which was that I need to research it more as to why we are makpid, dafka, not to say those things that are in Loshen Shkoyach. Thank you very much. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, our limud halacha every day is l'schus refuah shleima of Yosef Dov ben Chai l'b'sach shalchoy l'Yisrael l'shtul have refuah shleima v'korev. So, yeah, we learned last week that those things which are said in Loshen Arami in the Slichas, one can say be tibur, but you can't say be yichidus. Same thing as Berich Shmei, same thing as Yikun Borukon. If you're davening at home, you don't say them. I need to research a bit more, something to do with the Malachim not understanding Loshen Arami, but then it would be sort of better not to say. This is a dafka not to say something be yichidus, which is in Loshen Arami. I need to check it out more as to what the reason is for it. But take it as a given that is the reason. Then the shaila is, what happens if you're falling behind the tibur and you haven't yet said moche or masei? And I didn't realize until I was actually saying slichas this year that you've got even further on, which you're more likely to be behind on, is more. Huh?
It says further on also, you shouldn't say.
Yeah, Moron Divishmaya. Moron Divishmaya Loch Bishanenon. It's just before Shemi Yisrael. It's almost at the end.
In the English Slichas, it says in the assembly of.
In the assembly of. Okay.
Mashma, that if you're in, it looks sound like that.
So we learned.
If you're in shul,
so Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, as long as the Tibur is still saying Slichas. As long as the Tibur is still slaying Slichas, you can say Moche or Masei, you can say Moron de Vishmaya, although they've already said it.
But
Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said. What? We're not talking about Hashem Hashem, we're talking about the bits that are in Aramaic, in Nusach Arami. So those that are written in Arami, you can't say but Biochid. So what happens if you're behind the Tibur, and they've already said Moche or Masei, then as long as they're still saying Slichas, you can say Moche or Masei, although you're behind them. And the same thing applies now, I realize, to Moron de Vishmaya as well, which is a very small window. So they're saying Shomi Yisrael, and you haven't yet said Moche or Masei, then you can say Moron de Vishmaya, you can still say the two Moron de Vishmayas. But Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that once the Tibur have finished saying Ulom, Im simu hatzibur loima eskol haslichos, which I understand means that probably they've started saying Kaddish Tiskabal, then from that point onwards you can't say those bits which are in Loshen Arami, you can't say anymore. You've missed the boat.
So who's been passing that?
Was? No, it's not a machlekes. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that as long as they're saying slichas, you can still say it. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says, but once they finish slichas, you're not considered part of the tibur anymore. Once they finish slichas, the chazan said, "V'chape al chatzeinu leman shemecha," and I'm in the middle of moche or masei. I don't know. Maybe if I've started, I can finish it already. I don't know. But we are chelik, and we said the same thing applies to Berich Shmei. That if the tibur is saying, if the tibur is you're behind, and you're saying Berich Shmei demore olmo, for whatever reason you're behind, you're saying it slower, you're saying it longer, whatever it is. And you're saying Berich Shmei, and the Tibur has finished saying Berich Shmei, and the Chazan's already said Shema Yisrael, and they said Al-Chod Al-Kenu, and they take the Sefer Torah to the Bima. Then he baskins there quite clearly. He says that the Mishabura says in Simakuf Lamadala Sif Kotn Yud Gimel, Linya Brichme, if you didn't say it Bashar Soitsoa Sefatoya, Yocho La Oimroi, Ad Shepoischin as a Sefatoya Likroboy. Until they open the Sefatoya to do Kriya Satoya. They've called up the Koyin, the Koyin's arrived, and now they've opened up the Sefatoya for the Koyin to make his Brocha. Then at that stage, you can no longer say Berich Shmei if you haven't said it yet. I suppose, again, I'm guessing, but I don't know, I haven't got a makor, that if you're in the middle of Berich Shmei and you've already started, then maybe you can finish. I just wanted to make one more point, which I think is quite an important point, because people don't notice. The Mishnah Berurah says, the first bit that the Mishnah Berurah says people do know, which is that every one of the Slichois, not the Pizmoinim, but every one of the Slichos starts off with Lekeinu v'Lekei Aviseinu. And I've seen it in a lot of the... What? One second. Unless the Slicha actually starts with the Shem Hashem. If it starts with one of the Shem, any of the Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then not. But otherwise, they all start Lekeinu v'Lekei Aviseinu. But in the Slichas, it's printed in very small print. In the Slichas, it's printed in very small print. And what it does is, they print Lekeinu v'Lekei Aviseinu, and then they've got a little line about the Pizmoin, about the order and who wrote it, etc., etc. And then it starts Yisrael Amchot Chila Orchim, or something like that.
Wants to know which forum now.
Yeah? But if tell me which forum it was.
By the time you get there, sometimes it changes.
That's fine. Okay, fine. Yeah, so obviously one should know that all the slichas start in Lekeinu v'Lekei Aviseinu, except the ones that actually in the Nusach start with the Shem Hashem, any of the Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've got one more thing to tell you about it. That'll be tomorrow, probably later, when we'll see you again. All being well.
Started at the Way, Northwest London, Monday, Kof Zion, Elul, 30th of September. Going into Rosh Hashanah with the right frame of mind. This week's prayer that's sponsored is Tos Kosh Leim Lefol Chulei Yisrael Lestos Hashua Ma'achayim Ma'achamo Shachsul Otaim Neshalom Bim Heiro. Today, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to discuss the topic going into Rosh Hashanah with the right frame of mind. And we'll start off with a very typical question that people ask after Rosh Hashanah, and we'll discuss the typical answer and what we need to discuss about it. So, B'derech Klal, after Rosh Hashanah, people meet each other, everyone davens in a different place. And the question is, how was Rosh Hashanah? So, even if you were happy with the chazan and everything worked out, so what's the typical answer? We'll see. It remains to be seen. Throughout the year, I'll be able to tell you how Rosh Hashanah was. Such an answer indicates that what is Rosh Hashanah in a person's mind? As we say, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavirin esreya gezeira. And throughout the year, we'll be able to tell and to gauge how far that went. But the emes is, there is so much more about the inyan of Rosh Hashanah that if a person's attitude is that mavirin esreya gezeira and that was my accomplishment, it's a very big shame. As we will explain. Let's start with taking these three things of tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vov, says, Gedoy l'tshuva shemekareves es ha'odom l'shchina. Tshuva has a koyach that it brings a person closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shenemar, there's a pasuk, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Through tshuva, a person can become so close ad Hashem Elokecha. And the Rambam brings many other psukim. Then the Rambam says, "Atshuva makarevus esarachoykim." Even if a person was further away, he was a bit meruchik from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Through tshuva, he becomes close. And the Rambam elaborates. So we see right here that the Indian of tshuva is meant to be able to bring a person close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take tefillah. Davening, avada, mavir nesreya gezeira, but there's so much more that davening can accomplish. What is the inyan of davening? Davening is a time and an opportunity for a person to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla were mesaken that we say Baruch Ata Hashem. We're talking about the Melech Malchei Amlochim. When anyone addresses royalty, you don't say you, you don't say Ata. But when it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is how the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla understood that we need to understand and we need to appreciate that the inyan of davening, the purpose of davening is to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what tefillah can accomplish. Let's take the inyan of tzedakah. Now, avada, tzedakah, mavir nesrei hagezeira, very nice. But the Rambam in Hilchas Matnos Aniyim, where after discussing all the different trumas, maisers, and all the different things, and also maiser oni and so on, the Rambam dedicates a whole perek about the inyan of tzedakah, and he says, Chayovin oni lizor b'mitzvah tzedakah. The Rambam has two halachas about the inyan of tzedakah. The first one is a chizuk, an importance of giving tzedakah, and he says, tzedakah is a siman of Zer Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, because one of the criteria, one of the characteristics that the Gemara says is Rachmonim. This is a siman, that's the DNA of the Oves HaKadoshim. So by giving tzedakah, we are tapping in to that inyan. So that's a gevaldi gezach. And the Rambam brings a few other things. But then the Rambam says, when a person gives tzedakah, he's evoking the feeling and the inyan of bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Because the Rambam says the Loshen, im lo yirachem ha'achal ochev, mi yirachem olov. In other words, when a person, in order for to be mechazik someone to give tzedakah, we have to think about that these are our brothers, as the Torah says, bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. And the Rambam says, ulemi aniye Yisrael noisen eineyem. Who are the ones that the aniyim are looking out to that they should receive tzedakah from? Halagoyim, shesoynim oisanu v'rotfim achreyim, ha'eneinein t'luyos elo la'acheyen. That the inyan of giving tzedakah brings out the nekuda that you have a compassion on your brother, which automatically means that you are children of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The only problem is that you have to give the tzedakah with that kavana. If the whole reason that you're giving tzedakah is because there's a nudnik by your door and you want to see him out the other side of the door and you're making a cheshbon, how many vouchers do I have to give him in order to see him at the other side? That's not what tzedakah is all about. So we see here that be'etzem, these three inyonim of tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah have such gewaldige and hoyeche inyonim that a person can literally become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, as we saw. Tshuva brings a person close, tefillah brings a person close, and even tzedakah makes us and brings out an akuda of bonim atam l'Hashem Elokeichem. So the inyan of tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavir nesrei hagezeira, that's a very, very low level, a very low madrega in the inyan of what it can achieve. And the Balei Musar bring out this nekuda with a moshel. There was once a melech who had an oyhev, you know, kings have confidence, they have people that are close to them, sometimes from before they became the king. So this certain Oyhev, the king was very nice to him, and, you know, he enjoyed all the perks that, you know, you can enjoy if you're a friend with a royal, and especially with the king. And Vahi Ayoim, and he fell out with the king, and he was in Schaev Misa, Atkadei Kach. It was a terrible situation, and come with Tzoret, they were able to be Mashachnei, the king, that he should spare his life. So the king said, okay, I'll spare his life, but I want him to live very far from me. I don't want to see him, I don't want to know him, and I'll spare his life. So Avada, his life was spared, but what kind of a life is it if until now he was close to the king and he lived in the proximity of the king, and now all of a sudden he has to be far away? Maybe Taka, for him, you know, death would be better than living. So the same way, when we say Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah Mavir Netzrei Agazera, it means, okay, fine, we're going to have another year, we're going to live. But is that the life we want? Is that what we want to accomplish with the Yomim Noroim? Is that our whole goal? Is that, you know, our hasaga of achieving in Yomim Noroim? Is that all we want? Mavir Netzrei Agazera? There's so much more that can be achieved. In other words, what should the real answer be when someone asks you, how was Rosh Hashanah? Gevaldig, I became so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I davened, I was able to spill my heart out, Shifchi Kamayim Libeich, and I felt the closeness, Vani Kirvas Elokim Litoiv. That is what I accomplished in the Yomim Neroim. That is what we can accomplish if we do it right. Mavir Nesrei Agazera is throw a dog a bone, as they say. Fine, Mavir Nesrei Agazera, but that's not the tachlis. That is not the ultimate goal of what Yomim Neroim is. Now, to put things into perspective, there's a hafledige chasam sofer in Parsha Shoftim, where the pasuk tells us, Ki polem im chadova la mishpat ben dom le dom ben dim le din ben nega lo nega diver rivas bisharecha. That's the parsha of Zokhe Mamre. V'kamta v'alisa, says the Torah, you should go up el amokem ha-sheivcha Hashem elekecha boi. So the Chasam Sofer says v'derech drush, ki polem im chadovar la mishpat ben dom le dom. What are we talking about? We're not talking about a new shaila that came up and something that no one ever thought about. We're talking here about the Sanhedrin. We're talking about the greatest Chachomim in Klal Yisrael. These are the 71 greatest Rabbonim that Klal Yisrael have. And all of a sudden, there's a big machloikis that erupts between two Talmidei Chachomim, whether it's Dom Ladom, you know, something that is an everyday occurrence, Din Ladin, Nega Lo Nega. What's going on? What all of a sudden happened that you have this Ki Yipolei Mimcha? That all of a sudden you can't figure it out and you have to come to where the buck stops. You go to Sanhedrin Agadoyla and whatever they say, that is the final word. Says the Chasam Sofer, because a person's goal in life is to constantly grow and steig. A person can never become complacent and happy where they are. I daven, I learn, I do my daf hayomi, I'm good, I tick all my boxes. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's not the way it works. A person needs to grow. And growing is in eichos, in kamos, there's many oifanim and many different small steps that a person needs to take constantly. As long as we live in this world, our tachlis is to constantly grow. So what does the Ribbono Shel Olam do when a person has reached a plateau and there's nowhere for him to go from there? So he sends in, as we say, a monkey wrench. He throws in something into the equation, and all of a sudden, you have a shaila, you have a dilemma, you have to start thinking, what did I do till now? Like, all of a sudden, there's a new thing that I haven't thought about. This thing is going to compel you to go to the next level. And the Chasam Sofer says, this is in every person's life. A person has his life set up, he has his routine, he has his Seder Ayoim, this is what he does, and he's doing this for who knows how many years. All of a sudden, something changes, something shifts, whatever that may be. Says the Chasam Sofer, do you know why it's ki yipalei mimcha davar? Because vekamta ve'alisa. It's time for you to go up. It's time for you to go to the next level. And this is the way the Ribbono Shel Olam orchestrates it, that through this dilemma, you will be able to go to the next level. And that, Rabbeisai, is our chiv in Yomim Noraim. Every single year, we have this opportunity of becoming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but adding a link to the chain. Whatever we did last year, very good. But now it's time to go on. It's time to go to the next level. When the Rambam says, "Gedoyle tshuva shemekareves es ha'odam l'shchina," there's ein adav asof to closeness. There's close and closer and even closer. And after that, there's even closer. In other words, the madreges that a person can reach and achieve through becoming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam is ein adav asof. So that is our avodah. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Yomim Noraim, our avodah is to be able to grow and to do something different than from what we did last year. What we did last year was gewaldig, because the only way to get to where we are this year is through last year. It's like a ladder. You can't get to the second, the third rung before getting to the second rung. But that is the point. That is the mindset that a person needs to have when it comes to Yomim Noraim before Rosh Hashanah. What is it that I can do to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Sometimes it can be adding 5 minutes to my Seder. Sometimes it can be saying a bit more Tillim. Sometimes it can be staying after davening a few more minutes to finish off all these little parts that, you know, we miss out and so on. There are many, many things, small little things, baby steps that can be taken, which will ultimately bring us closer and closer and closer. And that is what Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah should accomplish. In the worst case, Mavir Nesrei Agzeira, but that's a very, very low madrega, and that's not something that we should prepare ourselves for. That is, if nothing else works, at least we have that. But that is the Nekuda, what we find. Now, the question is, if that's the case, we have a very big job. We have a very hard... In other words, sometimes a person thinks, where do I start? And we're not talking about people that are coming from nowhere. If someone comes from nowhere, then whatever you do is more than what you had till now. But someone that's been davening and learning and doing giving tzedakah and doing all the things that we need to do, what is it that we need to do? Sometimes it can be quite overwhelming. So let's take a look at what Chazal tell us, what we can learn from Chazal. And we'll start off with a fascinating Rashi in last week's Parsha, Parshas Nitzavim. In Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah presses upon us, Ki ha-mitzvah azoyis asher noichen noisen lefneichem ayoyim lo nifleisim imcha lo rechoyki. You know, it's a very interesting Parsha of how the Torah is giving us a perspective that we may think that it's so far removed and so hard to achieve. But the Torah says, no, loy vashamayim hi, loy me'eva layam hi, elo, ki korev adover alecha ma'oid b'ficha b'vavcha la'soysa. So Rashi brings from Chazal, the Gemara in Erevin is a bit more bariches. What's loy vashamayim? So Rashi says, she'ili hoysa vashamayim, if he would be, ha'yisa tzorech lalu sachreo ulalamdo. The Gemara adds, how? How do you go up to Shamayim? Now, today, it's not a question. We understand. We know how to get to Shamayim. We even go above Shamayim, right? Beyond Shamayim. But in the times of Chazal, what was the way to go up to Shamayim? So the Gemara says, Asu sulmois. You would have to make yourself ladders to go up to Shamayim. So the question is, what can a ladder achieve? I mean, yes, there are very tall ladders. You have trucks, fire trucks that have very tall ladders, but even the tallest ladder that you have, how far is it going to get you in order to get to Bashamayim? What is the point of Asu Sulmois Lalo Yisachreo? So the Bala Musa bring out with an akuda that we find in Parsha Shemois. In Parsha Shemois, the Torah tells us the story with Moshe Rabbeinu. It came a time, they couldn't keep him at home anymore, so they put him in a basket and put him out Basuf. So the pasuk says that Bas Paroi, Bas Yabas Paroi, she went lirchoit ala yoir, and what happens? The pasuk says that bateid vatzpari lirchoit, bateid satei vatishlach es hamosa vatikochem. What does vatishlach es hamosa mean? So the Gemara says different shittas. It could be up to 60 amos. 60 amos is 120 feet, right? Almost 40 meters. Now, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asks that we know that an nes can happen and then there's no kasha. But she definitely didn't think or even imagine in her wildest imagination that this is going to happen. So why batishlach hasamosa? The basket is definitely out of reach in any way, shape, or form. So what's the point of batishlach hasamosa? As if Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Dr. Reb Chaim, this is a yesoid. That if a person finds himself in a challenge that he feels he cannot accomplish, he can't do it, you need to do whatever you can. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam will do his. In other words, the attitude is not allowed to be, I can't, ich kann nicht, it's impossible, the basket is so far out, what am I supposed to do? You have an arm? Stretch it out. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam will help you and he'll do the rest. If the Ribbono Shel Olam would want us to go b'shamayim in order to achieve Torah mitzvahs, what would we need to do? We would have to bring ladders. What ladders? Whatever B&Q have, Q and whatever it's called, have, whatever they have. Sometimes they have taller ones, sometimes not so tall, but whatever it is, you bring a ladder. Start climbing. And if it's supposed to happen, the Ribbono Shel Olam will help you fly, whatever it is. But you, it doesn't mean that because it's so high up that you can't reach it, that you don't start. You need to start. Once you start, asul sulmois, start climbing, and then you'll see the Ribbono Shel Olam will do the rest. We see this yesoid in many other places as well. There's a medrash in Kehelas, right at the beginning of Kehelas, where the medrash brings a story, Masa Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Shara b'nei iroi ma'ale nedarim nedavos l'shalayim. He saw all his chevra, all his friends, are bringing up expensive gifts, lavish gifts to Yerushalayim. And he, as we know, the Gemara says, Reb Chanina ben Doisa died of a kaf charuven. He was very poor. He didn't have anything. He didn't have a penny to his name. He says, Hakol ma'alen nedorim nedovos, v'ani eini ma'al dover. Ma also. So Yotzel mitbar shlir, he went out to the forest that was, you know, outside of the city where he lived. Barosham evanachas, he saw a rock. He took that rock and he started scraping it and scrubbing it and shining it and doing all polishing it. He made a very nice piece of art out of that rock. And finally, when it was finished, he says, this is something that's befitting to bring to Yerushalayim. Bikesh liskor loy payalim. He wanted to hire workers. This is a heavy rock and you have to take it up to Yerushalayim and you need a trucking company. Nizdamna loy chamisha b'nei yodom. Five people all of a sudden appeared. So he told them, will you bring it up to me, this rock, to Yerushalayim? So they said, give us chamisha sloim. It costs money. We don't do it for free. Bikesh litan lahem v'loinim tzaviyodah. He wanted to give them, and he didn't have. Hinichiu v'holchalem. They left. Zimelo yakadosh baruch hu chamisha malachim. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent him five malachim b'dmus b'nei yodom. And he asked them again, would you take this rock to Yerushalayim? They said, give us five sloim. But you also have to help us, you have to put your hand there. Nosan yodavetz boy, v'nimtzo oim b'Yerushalayim. All of a sudden, they found themselves in Yerushalayim. He wanted to pay them, he didn't find them. He went to the Bez Nagodol, he asked them what to do. They told him, Malachi Ashores are the ones who did it, you don't have to pay. Now the Balamusa asked, all the way in the beginning, they asked him for five sloim. Before the malachim, when he was humans, they asked him for five sloim. What did he say? Bikesh litanahem v'loinim tzaviyodah. But says bikesh litanahem. He knew exactly what his bank account, if he had a bank account, what the balance is. It was probably red, right? So, but says bikesh litanahem. Zogin de balamusa, the same yisoid. He put his hand in his pocket. He knew he didn't have, but the most he can do is put his hand in his pocket. Sinishtu, sorry, I don't have. But because that he took this attitude, that he did everything that he could, that is why Zimelo Yakadosh Baruch Hu Chamisha Malachim. In other words, Ribbono Shel Olam could have sent him Rachanina ben Doisa was melumed benissim. The Gemara tells us many nisim that happened in his house. But this was something, in order for this nes to happen, that nizdameloi chamisha malachim b'nei Adam, first he had to do his utmost. What was his utmost? Put his hand in his pocket. You put your hand in your pocket, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam will do the rest. Now, there is a famous goyim in Masechtas Kedushin, where the Gemara says, famous Gemara, Omer Ish Lakish, Yitzre Shel Adam is Gabu Olam V'Chayoyim U'Mavakesh Hamisa. The Yitzhar is there every day. He wants to, you know, stumble, make us stumble. Shenemar, there's a pasuk in Tilim, Tzoyfer Rosh Hala Tzadik, U'Mavakesh Lamisa. So who's this Rosha? Says Rish Lakish, the Yitzhara. However, Ulamoloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, Eine Yocholoi. Shenemar, Elohim Lo Yazvenu B'Yodoi. The safe of Tzoyfer Rosh Hala Tzadik, it says Elohim Lo Yazvenu B'Yodoi. Frag the Goin, Bishloi Medereisha of the pasuk of Tzoyfer Rosh Hala Tzadik, we understand what Rish Lakish is adding, because we wouldn't know who the Rosha is. Kunt Rish Lakish, and he says, you know who this Rosha is? This is the Yitzhara, Yitzhah Shaladim Mizgav Olav HaChalyon. But he says, the safe of the posuk of Hashem lo yazvenu biyodoi, what does it say? That the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to help him. What is Rish Lakish being mechadish here? What Rosha is he saying that doesn't say in the posuk? Says the Vilna Gaon, that what Rish Lakish is telling us here is a gewaldige yesoid, and this is a yesoid in life, in everything, in many things. We know that without the Ribbono Shel Olam's intervention, ain't a yocholoi. So can a person take an attitude? Ribbono Shel Olam, we need your help anyway. You're going to be there anyway. So if you're going to be there anyway, so I'll sit back and you do yours. You know, you're going to kick in. So kick in now. Says the Gemara, says Rish Lakish. What does the pasuk say? Hashem lo ya'azvenu biyodoi. What does lo ya'azvenu biyodoi mean? It doesn't say Hashem yazroi. It says the Ribbono Shel Olam will not allow the Yetzirah to catch you. Hashem lo yazvenu biyodoi, which means, says the Goyim, that the only time and the only way that the Ribbono Shel Olam kiviyochol kicks in is if a person does his utmost. You did yours and everything that you can do, and who decides that you did everything you can do? Not the person, right? Because we already know, we wake up in the morning, we already know that this is impossible. When we do everything and the Ribbono Shel Olam decides that you did everything you did, that you're able to do, Hashem lo yazvenu biyodoi. The Ribbono Shel Olam will make sure that he doesn't chap you and he doesn't stumble you in ganzen. And that is, says the Goyim, the Yesoid, that whenever we need Siyata Dishmaya, and whenever we need a divine intervention, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should help us, it's only when we did our utmost. So basically, in order for us to be able to do whatever, to be zoiche, to the tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, the kirvas Elohim, and the nonkai to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we can achieve in the Yomim Noraim, we need to start. We need to do our bit. Whatever that may be, even though we don't have a plan of how we're going to get to the finish line, because there's no finish line. Because wherever Madrega you reach this year, you'll see that next year this you can still have, there's still so much room to grow. And the same goes in the past, but you know, we're trying to focus on the future. That a person, there's always room for growth. There's always more and more and more. So all we need to do is start. Once we start, the Ribbono Shel Olam will do his and will be zoicha to tremendous madregas. And when someone is going to ask us, how was Rosh Hashanah? The answer will be, gewaldig. I was able to daven. I was able to focus. I was able to be mechaven. I was able to feel this dveikus v'Hashem. I was able to feel this kirbas Elohim. And the emes is, everyone can imagine the nonkai that we feel Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah. After so many days of slichas and of davening, and especially on Yom Kippur itself, standing in shul all day, you feel a closeness, you feel a nonkai to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not something that you can quantify, it's not something you can put into a bottle, it's not something that you can touch. But everyone knows what we're talking about. It's a feeling, that it's an neshama, it's a ruchnizdige feeling that a person has. That feeling is not only something that we should strive for to have on Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah. Avada, it's impossible to have the same closeness Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah when we're somewhere on holiday, somewhere on a mountaintop. But avada and avada, as we grow, as we get older, as we understand a bit more, we can try to bring that on more and more, even in Yomei Choyl. But that is ultimately the goal of the Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah, is that we should become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avada, you can scream, Avir Nisrei Gezeira, and that's also something, because as long as there's life, you know, there's always hope to grow and to do all of these things. But that is not the end goal. The end goal is way, way more than Mavir Nisrei Gezeira, and those results you can have right away. The Mavir Nisrei Gezeira, yeah, maybe you have to wait to see how the year goes. But if a person is close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't need more, because that in itself brings bracha, brings hatzlacha, brings refuahs, brings yeshuas. Imagine if someone is close to the one that's in charge and makes the decisions. So you have a problem, you're right there. You don't have to, you know, come and start and make an appointment and get an audience and all these things. Because what do you mean? You're mamash kivayochel in touch. You have this kirvas alokim. You have this closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. May the Ribbono Shel Olam help us that we should be able to focus on these thoughts and see what we can do, how we can maximize the day of Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Daven, and become close. And especially in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where Chazal tell us, Dirsh Hashem b'yimotzoi, Kra'u b'yoysei korov, that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want to be close. He's the one who is coming closer. So avada and avada, we have this opportunity which we should not pass, and we should utilize it and maximize it. And in that chos will be zoicha to ksiva v'chasim atoive lanu ulachol Yisrael.